This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Our panel was talking just now about the three big picture indicators to keep an eye on to see where this economy's going to go. The indicator for the past 8 weeks, though, for millions and millions of people has been life working from home. Kids and partners crowding around the house, managers trying to manage teams scattered hither and yon, people trying to get by in quarantine times. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino brought us some of those stories back in the early days of this thing. She checked back in with folks this week.
I first talked to Eric Chiselski back in mid-March. The account executive for a software company in Cleveland was working from a card table in the basement playroom, the screams of his children in the background. When I got in touch this week...
Hold on. Hey, Megan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I got the kiddos bugging me right now.
Not much had changed. He still doesn't have a desk, even though he's probably going to work from home permanently. His company is doing okay, but it's giving up some of its office space, which could make things tricky for a long time.
The kids are much less respecting of my space.
Especially his one-year-old.
I think she just kind of sees it as daddy's home. Daddy's not going back to work. Just kind of thinks of it as a big vacation.
In Berkeley, California, freelance writer Allison Landa was chafing at her crowded workspace after just the first week of quarantine. Her husband, who works in quality assurance at Bayer, and her four-year-old son were both packed into their small two-bedroom apartment and at each other's throats.
We haven't killed each other yet, which is wonderful.
In fact, she says things have gotten much better. The chaos has forced her to become more zen about interruptions, like her barking dogs or occasional video conference intrusions by a pantsless child.
Now I just sort of was able to laugh, and I'm like, well, meet my son.
She enjoys having lunches and going on midday walks with her family, time together they never really had before. And the normal rhythms of work are starting to return for Eric Reddy and his sales team at human resource software company Reward Gateway in Boston. Back in April, they struggled being sequestered at home with the prospect of making sales pitches during a pandemic not too appealing.
That's an interesting place to put a salesperson to say, like, hey, don't sell for a little bit.
But business has picked up since then.
I've definitely noticed a kind of improvement in the engagement, the morale of the team, just because they're able to have more conversations. People are picking up the phones when they're giving them a call.
He says the situation has forced him to become a better communicator, and he feels more connected to his team because there were some hard times. He told me three employees actually had to take time off because they came down with COVID-19. They've all recovered and are back at work now. From home, that is. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.